The final shipments of construction material and recycled metal made their way through the lock yesterday. Recreational boaters also passed through, some declaring they wanted to be the last to go through at midnight. Army Corps of Engineers Captain Chris Raisel is helping coordinate the closure. They'll install bulkheads to seal off the lock chamber, but construction is reversible if they are ordered to open the lock again someday.
This is a somewhat of a unique situation, given the political aspects behind the closure, given the low amount of traffic going through the closure.
As the northernmost lock on the Mississippi River, Upper St. Anthony Falls was the least used, but its closure does impact some Minneapolis area businesses. Raisel says the closure could reduce the hours of other locks. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.